Matcha Machi.
What's up, bro?
How are you, bro?
Yeah, good, bro.
Right, introduce yourself, man, to people listening.
Yeah, so Machu Stone Dunn. Yeah, grew up on the coast. Went to Orewa College. Lived on the coast my whole life, basically. Then after Orewa College, went to Auckland Uni, where studied civil engineering. Basically studied civil engineering because of my mum, basically. Really.
Oh, is that actually true?
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
oh, wow.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I left school. And then my dad didn't really care because he doesn't really care about like education and stuff. He's just like your typical like Māori dad kind of. Not typical, that's probably bad to say. But yeah, he just didn't really mind about what I did, I guess. But,
your dad was probably more like, as long as you did something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, to be honest, probably my dad just like let my mum take the reins in terms of like what, or my mum just was real pushy about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, mum would like make me go to like tutorials and shit after school.
Oh.
Yeah. So really? Like maths tutorials and that, and I'd be like, fuck mum, like I don't want to go to this tutorial, bro. And she's like, I'm not picking you up until we go to the tutorials. So, bro, I have to go to tutorials and that.
Actually, my mum was like that too.
Did she do that?
Yeah, she'd actually make me. My dad was the same, but my mum was more the pushier one in terms of education and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas my dad was the one similar to your dad, but my dad did care a lot. He just wanted me to do something, whether that be getting into the work environment, workplace, and then, or you know, go down that education path as well. So
yeah,
I can relate.
Yeah, and then I had my brother who kind of he studied law and he was like honors student in there at Auckland Uni, so. He kind of was like, if I didn't, I don't know. In my head, I kind of felt like if I didn't go to uni, I was like, would look shit compared to my brother.
Yeah, right.
You know, like he kind of set the bar so high. I was like, fuck. But yeah, anyway, that's basically finished year 13. I was like, bro, I don't know what I want to do. And then I was just like basically just thought like I was good at science and good at maths. But like I was never like an excellent student.
Mm.
I was just like, that was probably just my strength. And I was like, oh, may as well just try, like aim the highest I can. That's kind of what was kind of just set my goal for doing engineering after like halfway through year 13. And then, yeah, ended up being able to get into it. The same time was in terms of like sports and stuff, I was playing rugby in high school where I was like bench first 15 because I was like hadn't really – I was just thinking about it on the way here. I was like I didn't really go through puberty until I was like 18.
Hey, I know the exact same feeling, Brian. I still feel like I'm still going through it, man. So.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't go through puberty until I was like 18 and I was like real short.
Shucks, I'm still short.
I was like slow, like chubby. Not strong, like I just hadn't gone through puberty yet.
Yeah.
And then
that's actually, you know, like it's actually real common, you know, like for especially I think more the males than the females, because obviously, you know, scientifically, apparently, you know, females go through it first.
Yeah.
But, you know, being males and stuff, like I was always a short one, small one, skinny one, slow one for, back at that age and stuff. And it's funny how, like, so many of our mates, they hit it real early, like at, you know, 13, 14, 15, bro, and they're just giants when they're in first 15 and stuff, eh? And then, but then when you leave school, you know, you eventually catch up.
Yeah, that's what I found as well. So, yeah, I was like on the bench for first 15 for Orewa College, and we were in like the 1B comp as well.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the best team either. So, after year 13, I played league, I played under 85s, open age. Did you play that or not?
I did. Yeah. I played that 1 year.
Yeah, I played that. Did you play that year
straight after school?
Yeah, same.
That's because I didn't like care about footy at that point.
Yeah,
like
same
I,
with me. Same
I
with
really
me.
Just wanted to come out of school. After having like a bad first 15 experience and stuff like that, like last year of school, I just kind of just said
so pretty similar like, in that.
I just said, bro, I just want to go have fun, go do whatever. If I play footy, I play footy, and just happened to be out of all places, the furthest place I could have gone to, which was QMU.
Oh, did you play QMU? Oh, rugby.
Yeah.
Oh, you play rugby.
Yeah. So I went and did that. Yeah.
So I just wanted to play with my mates.
Yeah.
And so we basically just like in that under 85s year, we just got on the piss all year basically, and like, but it was like a real fun year.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, I played topside for Raiders, and we played in the feeling comp, and basically same thing. We were just getting on the piss and like having fun with the mates, and it was just like fun. And then year after that, went to Richmond, played Sharman, where we won the competition for that, and so. I feel like it just started, like footy just started getting funner and funner for me.
Mm.
You know, like after school, I was like really not enjoying it. And yeah, do you feel like you enjoyed it at school or not?
No, I didn't, eh? Like I actually, the first year, well actually, I came back, I went and played rugby league over at East Coast Bays. Barracudas for 1 year, and once the season had finished, I went and played the last two games of seventh grade. The first team you could play for, when you hit school. But then obviously after that, I actually went and played basketball, bro.
Yeah.
Most of my high school, and then played a bit of rugby. Like I went into first 15 and year 12 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But same like I just had a bad experience with it.
Yeah.
Like I just think I wasn't all there, like, you know, passion for it and stuff like that. And then, I think that's what kind of, led me to dislike rugby quite a bit, to be honest.
For me, heaps of it as well was, like, from my dad.
Yeah, right, pressure.
Like, yeah, pressure, yeah. Just, like, he's, like, your typical, like, nah, not even typical, but I reckon he would be the most embarrassing dad on the sideline I've ever met, bro. Like, straight up.
Actuals.
Bro, the most embarrassing dad ever.
Give us some, like, stories about that.
He's just, like, one of those dudes that, like, he has no shame, bro. So he'll be, like, I remember when I was in J1, and we were playing, it was Silverdale Reps, and we were playing, like, Mahurangi or something.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, yeah, son, I'll come watch your game. And I was like, nah, don't, because I knew I wasn't going to get on. I was like halfback, and we had this other halfback that was starting. I was like, bro, no, I'm not going to get on. He's going to blow me up. And he's like, no. And then so, bro, him, and then I'm pretty sure, like, a couple of my other, like, my uncles and that came. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Bro, my dad's standing behind the bench yelling at my coach, like, put my son on. Those ones, bro. Bro, and then all my mates on the bench, because there's, like, four of us on the bench, and they're like, geez, is that your dad? And I'm just looking, bro, not even, like, bright red, like, so embarrassed.
Oh, bro.
So it's like moments like that. And then, like, I remember I played, like, I can't even remember how old I was, but we got smashed. And I did, like, a chip and chase, and then I set up a try.
Mm.
So I thought I had, like, an all right game. But then after the game, I could just tell my dad was off me. And then I was like, what the fuck? What's happening? And then I was like, bro, did you not see my chip and chase? like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, like, we, like, hopped in the car. And I could just tell, you know, when you can tell your dad's angry at you?
Yeah.
Like, because you had a shit game. And then I was like, fuck.
Oh, bro, do I know those?
Yeah.
Oh, I know those, man.
Yeah. And then, so, bro, we drive all the way home from somewhere on the shore, all the way back to the coast. And then, we get out of the car, and then I would go to my dad, like, oh, dad, did you see my chip and chase? Yeah, and he goes, yeah, and I saw your fucking missed tackles as well. I was like, bro. And from that point, I was like, bro, this dude's too hard, man, too hard to impress. And then, bro, just heaps of moments like that. Like,
yeah.
Bro, like, actually, I'm on the sideline just thinking, oh, bro, I hope my dad's not yelling. Like, I hope my, like, and it made me, like, hard out not like it.
Yeah.
And then
was this as well, and like when you were in first 15 and stuff?
Nah, or it got 15? It got better. It was worse when I was young, eh?
Yeah.
It was worse when I was young. But and so that was like probably affected me quite a bit. And then I was like not like but and as well, I just wasn't that good. Mm. Like, because we said like I hadn't got the puberty in there, like I just wasn't that good.
I relate to that too, man.
Yeah.
Like I relate to that. I think like I said, you know, so many of the boys, you know, at you know that age, just they hit it so early, and they just, you know, like they look like men, full on grown men, bro. Yeah. You know, when you're that young,
bro. So did you play J1 at all?
Nah, so I was too light for it,
bro. Yeah. I was, honest to God, I was year eight. I think I was like 43 kgs or some shit.
Hey.
I played J1, and I was like first five, and we played Northcote and Massey.
Yeah,
bro, they honestly would have like three or four dudes that are like pushing 100 kgs. And then I just remember that they Northcote used to have this play called Drop Nuts. Yeah. and would hear like drop nuts off the scrum.
Yeah.
And all it was they'd just drop the second five, and he'd run it straight at me and my mate Jack, who was the same size as me. Bro, and like straight up, it would just be the worst bump off you see every time. Oh, me and Jack would be like, fuck, boink, just get bumped off. But we actually had an all good teammate. Like, I'm pretty sure we only lost like two games in J1.
Who were you playing for in J1? Silverdale.
Silverdale, yeah.
Yeah, right. Obviously, because they're up in the coast area.
Yeah.
I think just, yeah, so give context to people, like, whereabouts is the coast? It's like 20 minutes up of, or 20 minutes or so away, 25 minutes maybe.
From where?
From Albany, maybe.
Yeah, from Albany. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is still on the shore. Auckland. Yeah, nah. So from Auckland Central, that's probably a good like 40-50 minute drive,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, it's 40-50 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the most beautiful place though in the world.
Yeah, bro. It is actually really nice. Yeah. Close to Beach Haven and Birkdale, bro.
Well, I don't know about that. That's pushing it, bro. But yeah, anyway, fast forward back to playing footy, I guess. Ended up playing Richmond and then made a few mates with like Cole and then we ended up going back to Northcote.
Who? Who?
Yeah, Cole and Trent that went to Northcote. And then, after that moved to Mackay, where I played like Q Cup for 1 year, which was mean. And then this year just moved to Burleigh. But it all kind of, we were talking about it earlier, like it all kind of, just progressively, like, grew for me after I left school, eh?
Mm.
Like, and I think the enjoyment and stuff was a big part of it as well. And then I guess with work and stuff, it was 4 years after I left uni. I left school, had my degree, and I'd just been doing that, but, yeah.
And you said that degree was it civil?
Civil engineering. Yeah.
So what actually made you choose engineering out of all degrees you could have, you know, chosen? Yeah. Like, you could have been, I don't know, a teacher, or you could have been a freaking scientist, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it was just, but I honestly don't know. Like, to be honest,
really?
I honestly don't know. Yeah, I was just like saw engineering and I just thought it sounded cool. To be honest, yeah.
Is it actually an interesting course to take in university or what?
The main thing that about engineering is it's so, like, the first year at Auckland University, the whole thing is you get a taste of all the different engineering sections. Mm. So like you do like electrical, software, mechanical, civil, like all these different ones. So you get a good like understanding of all the different fields.
Mm.
And then from there you choose, from your second year, third year, fourth year, you specialise. And so like it's pretty, like, you, yeah, well, I didn't understand how actually broad it was and how many different avenues you can go down.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I basically just chose civil engineering because in my head I just liked the idea of working and being able to work outside and seeing stuff like be constructed in front of you kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
But like software engineering and that kind of, I guess some of them have like similar process, but like, yeah, I don't know. So I honestly, all the stuff I just kind of just chose just because
to impress mum.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Maybe, but
I think one thing I've really like realized since knowing you, bro, is you come off as someone that doesn't like come across as like a really smart guy, bro. Like, yeah. No offense, but
yeah,
but like, because you're just so casual, like you're real quiet, like you're casual, you're relaxed, you're, you know, what's the word for it, bro? There's a word for it, but then like you come out and like when you say, like, the boys were shocked last night. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
When
you
said, oh, I'm a civil engineer,
yeah,
bro, the boys all looked at you like, what the, bro? Even Foss looked at you, bro, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, and I was just like, that's who you are, bro. Like, you're a real quiet dude, relaxed dude. Like, you're, I'd say humble, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you're very humble.
Well, the thing I think is, bro, you don't have to be smart to be an engineer as well.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, that's the other thing is, like, people think that you have to be, like, this, I don't know, there's probably, because there is heaps of smart people that do engineering, but, bro, you don't have to be, like, a genius to do anything at uni.
Mm.
Like, I reckon anything just basically comes, because there's the other side of it is that uni is probably not the best, all uni is just basically remembering. Like, you go into a test and how much stuff you can remember going into the test. It's not like the best test for like the actual real world.
I was literally just gonna, that was gonna be my follow up question. Yeah. Like, what did you think about uni? Did you enjoy the process of going to uni and stuff?
Yeah. I loved uni just because I made heaps of mean mates and like I did nothing, bro. Like, I just, well, in terms of like, you to compare it to work now, but I was like getting up at like, I don't know, 9 and then just cruising, basically go to a couple classes a day, hang out with my mates, go to the gym, then like it was the best lifestyle. And then you go to work and you're like, fuck, gotta what, eight to five every day is like it's a grind.
Yeah, but you do learn more on the job, you reckon, though?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Like, half the stuff you learn at uni isn't even applicable in like what you do in the actual job.
Sometimes I think, like, who designed the way uni was supposed to be designed? Like, you know, like, sometimes I question it because, like, I think a lot of people would agree with me today. You'd learn more, like, I think majority of people would definitely agree with me. Like, you'd learn more on the job than you do going to uni. So why not make uni, you know, why not make uni a practical thing where you actually are based with a business, you know, and do your 3-year degree at the business rather than, you know?
Yeah, like cadetship type thing.
Yeah, you know, I think you just take out more than that. But obviously, it's to do with, obviously, money, politics, et cetera, you know. A whole lot of decisions, obviously, involved in that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I think that the best way, definitely the best way to learn is on the job. But like, I don't know. There's 4 people smarter than me to figure out.
Well, dude, you are a smart guy, man, because you're obviously an engineer as well. So, you know.
Well, I don't know. I honestly, like you said before, I don't think of myself as like smart. I just think I'm like.
Nah, you are though, bro. Like, yeah, I think you underestimate yourself quite a bit, eh? Because I think you really are. And, I think a good story would actually be talking to us about how you obviously got your first home that you bought, because a lot of people wouldn't have thought of the process like that you went through, which is a real obvious process actually.
Yeah,
when you think about it, like in hindsight, but then people who have access to the way you did
don't do it,
and I think it might be out of fear or because they, you know, they have different priorities and stuff. So yeah, do you want to talk to us about that, bro?
Yeah. So when I was at uni, I got, you know, you can get the student allowance, which you don't have to pay back.
Yeah.
And that's gone, but it's pretty hard to get that. Like, your parents need to be making like not a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard. So I got the what is it called, student living costs or whatever, where you get like $350 a week, and then I was getting that, and I wasn't really spending it, and just because I was living at home, I didn't have any expenses in that. I'd use it for like bus, go to the go get food and that sometimes, but you know, I had food at home and that, which I would usually take, so I wasn't spending like any of it. And so it started like stacking up and stuff, and I by the end of my uni, I saved like close to 40k of it. And like, I got to the end of it, I was like, bro, I have all this money, and I was like, I could just pay it back to pay my student loan off. And my brother was like, no, you should use it to put a deposit on a house. And then, so me and him ended up going halves in a deposit for an apartment in Hobsonville. And which made it even easier, I guess, for us was in Hobsonville, and lots of different developments they do. What's it called? It's called...
buying off the plans?
Yeah, it's called something to do with, I think it's affordable for affordable homes. For every so many... houses that get made, they have to offer an affordable home for people, and that's when you go into like a ballot. Get a house basically for cheaper.
Yeah.
So that's what me and my brother did, and we did it for like five different ballots, and we didn't get any of them. So we like weren't getting any of them, and then we kind of gave up, and then my brother just did one more, and then ended up getting it. And then, so we got it for about like 550k or something. I think that's how much the apartment, 2-bedroom apartment was.
Was this off the plans or was this freshly built?
Yeah, off the plans. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Off the plans. And so I think off the plans, so you need 10% deposit.
Mm.
So that's like 55K. And I already had like, just under 40K saved just from student. Like that wasn't even my money. And I have to pay it back, but it's 0% interest. So it's all good. And then, so basically, me and him went halves, which made it easier. And then we both got the 10K home start grant, which you just get for your first home if it's under like 570K, I think, or 550.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's really hard to come by in Auckland.
Yeah.
Like a home for that cheap.
You know?
Unless you obviously, buy obviously a townhouse or a house, within a what's it called? Those areas, eh?
Yeah. So all up, we had 20K already and we needed another 35K between us both. And so we were able to put down like a decent deposit on the apartment. I guess my student loan ended up being like 60K when I came out of uni. But then I'd use the money to get that apartment.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Maybe, I guess we'll see if it pays off when we go to sell it. But the kind of plan is for me anyway that be able to pay the mortgage off and that, and then it'll help me get my first like proper home.
Mm.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Hopefully be able to like leverage off it or sell it to get like my first proper home.
So how long have you guys owned the property for now?
Three years.
Is it a two bedroom, two bathroom?
Two bathroom,
right. And Hobsonville Point, eh?
Hobsonville, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So the plan is obviously say, I don't know, when do you guys have a time frame or when you want to sell it or just keep renting it out and let them, pay the mortgage off and stuff?
Yeah, it's chill at the moment because we got people living in it and just basically just like looking after itself.
Who are you going through, to organise that? Like, I know your brother's still living back home and stuff, but do you have a property manager that takes control of it?
You just have a real estate agent that looks after it. Yeah,
yeah, right. So you obviously go through them.
Yeah, you just give them a certain cut of
Week or
off all the bills and stuff. So like if there's like a bill that gets sent to you, the real estate agent will take, I can't remember, I think it's like 12% or something. A certain percentage. And so you basically just pay them to look after it, and then off on top of the rent, they'll take a certain cut as well. So you just gotta make sure that this is,
yeah, so really when you're renting it out, you just gotta make sure that obviously the rent that
is the right price.
Yeah, that the tenants are paying covers that plus all the admin
stuff,
fees, etc. Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Interesting, bro.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a real smart way of going about it, hey.
Because lots of people, when they're at uni, they get that and they just spend it like, on
the piss,
on the piss, food, clothes, and that. I know people that like use it for like traveling and all that kind of stuff as well, bro.
Yeah, man, I know so many people that have done the same thing. That's what I mean, man. Like, it's funny how people think differently in terms of what they want and stuff. And I'd say that comes down to a maturity thing too, as well. But also, I guess, also, some people just like to have fun, and if that's their way of having fun, bro, then that's their way of having fun. But I guess it comes out at a bit of a lengthy cost at the end of the day,
Yeah. So. I don't know. I was just like, I guess it kind of just happened, but I didn't really even, in terms of like not, I didn't even plan it really.
Mm.
It was just like kind of happened for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, bro, it'll be cool to see what happens out of it. So obviously you bought the house for 555. You said 555? Or 550?
Yeah, 550. Yeah.
550, and then, man, considering the market back home at the moment, it'll be interesting to see how much you would be able to sell it for, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
In the next, 10, maybe even less than that?
Yeah.
Amount of years, even if you keep it for longer than that.
That's the plan at the moment.
Yeah. Ideal property you would like to buy in the future?
Bro, I have, like, this dream, of, like, getting a, it comes from basically my brother's partner. They have like this mean beach house in Waihee.
Mm.
They have like all the gear, bro, like surfboards, like they have like a gym, mean as kitchen, mean living. It's just a mean house. Mm. And it's like in Waihee, which is a mean spot.
Holiday home.
Right on the beach, yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of like, I don't know. I love the beach, eh? So
yeah.
But somewhere on the beach, bro.
Yeah.
Basically, is that same? What about you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't really care. I don't mind, actually. No, it's not on the beach. It'll be near the beach, but not definitely not on the beach. The only reason for that is because like everything rusts, bro.
Yeah.
Everything rusts when you're near the beach. Like,
yeah.
Bro, if you had a TV and, you know, like, most of those beach homes, like, obviously we live on a street which is like 200 meters from the beach right now.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you live on the beachfront and stuff like that. Like, a lot of those guys were saying, I was talking to a work colleague and he has a really good friend who've purchased a property here on the beach.
Yeah.
And they were just saying that, like, everything in their house rusts, like curtain rails, like the TV's rusting, bro, like all of that, eh? Yeah. And people don't really think about that, but they just love that. You know, they're on the beach and stuff, and, you know, you just have to weigh up your options and stuff like that. But for me, it'll probably be just like, I'd say a freestanding home, you know, that allows me to grow my own garden, because partner wants to grow her own garden as well. Yeah. Like, I'd love to live off just the land.
Oh, true.
Bro, 100% G. Like, that's my ideal.
What, no meat?
Nah. Definitely meat.
Oh, so you have your own just cows or what?
What's that?
Well, we have your own cows or what?
Nah. Oh, actually, chickens? I wouldn't mind, bro. Yeah. Like eggs? Chickens and stuff like
go
that.
Go in the morning,
yeah.
Grab the eggs.
Gun, bro. You know, how gun would that be, G? Like, just waking up, here you go. You know, got the cow already there, you know?
That just sounds like admin to me, though.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, peaceful living, like, for me, you know? Yeah, what I mean? Like, especially, but, like, I'd love to own not just one property, you know? Like, I want to own, you know, like, quite a few, you know? And stuff
how
like
many
that.
Do you reckon?
My actual goal, bro, is to own an apartment complex, eh?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of my goals. Like, in the future, however long that takes and stuff. But, and I don't know how many apartments, like, I don't know how many, like, what's it called, single dwellings I would want in the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, just, but I definitely want to own an apartment one day. And obviously rent out rooms and stuff like that. But, you know, as long as that, you know, the tenants that are living there, you know, are able to afford it, and they, you know, and they're enjoying, you know,
not just have your stuff. Family in there and your mates.
Yeah.
All good, bro. All good.
Nah, bro, because that's the worst. Because then they won't pay the rent. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, like that's definitely my goal. Way. So yeah, but in terms of home, freestanding home, bro, that just has room. You know, garden, man. You know, something that I grew up on. You know, which was I had like a place where I could run around. You know what I mean? Like that's what I want to. So yeah. I reckon that's probably my favorite. That's what I want. Yeah.
Like barbecue area. That's what I picture. Like barbecue, and then like kids playing on the grass and like playing tackle rugby or something.
Yeah, it's bro. Like oh man. Yeah. Like, I actually my uncle, they live in Newcastle, but they're just moving. They've just moving to Adelaide now. Their place in Newcastle, bro. They pimped it out, man. They built a pool, bro. They built an outdoor living area where, you know, people can have a barbie, bro. They've got the TV there for the footy and all that stuff, bro. Yeah. They're just building their massive garage complex as well for their cars and stuff. And it's just like, it started off with nothing, bro. And they've just, you know, they've been real good, smart business people, you know, and following the process, bro. And now that, you know, they're able to do those things. But I just looked at what they've done, you know, with their home, bro, and what they've added in, you know, with the extras. And I'm just like, man, that's awesome. You know, like, that's what I want to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all part of it too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard. I see that. Mm. Back to the, I was just thinking, it just came up in my head then. when you have a kid, say you have a son who's playing rugby.
Yeah.
You reckon you'll be one of those embarrassing dads or not?
I know it'd be hard.
I reckon you would.
Nah.
Bro, I don't know. Because you, like, straight up, you're like a straight up dude. And you're like, I remember when we were looking at rentals and it was hot as. And I was like, fuck. Fuck, it's real hot, eh? And I was like, fuck, I'm sweating. And you're like, yeah, I know, I can see. But like, bro, heaps of people won't tell you straight up. But then you'll just be tell it straight up how it is.
I know what you're
talking. Yeah. And then Hunter was like, bro, you can't say that.
That's what you had the switch patch on your back.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And then after the whole rest of the day, I was self-conscious. But like, bro, that's what I'm talking about. You'll be like one of the dads who'll just tell it straight up, like to your kids.
Yeah, we'll see. I just like I think just being straight up about things is probably the best way to go about it. You know, like rather than like because like
What if your son has a shit game though, and then he comes to you, but he did a chip and chase. What would you say?
I'd probably say same thing as your dad. I've seen that, and all your missed tickles too. You know, like bro, 100% G. I would like I just think like honesty is definitely the best policy, but then it also like it actually makes people better people. Like but obviously you got to have a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't have a relationship with someone.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like that.
Bro, like if I didn't know you and you came up to me and you're like, man, I'm sweating, honey. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, true, you look sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, those ones.
I don't see the 2 liters of water coming out of your forehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I think like everything that, reason why I'm straight up is because I obviously know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so, and I think like, yeah, if I, you know, if I was to have kids and they were playing sports, like if they had a terrible game, I'd let them know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it's also because my dad was like that with me, bro. And like when you brought up that, you know, in the car rides home, yeah, you know, your dad would either tell you if you play bad or not. Bro, I was the exact same, G. Yeah. Like my dad would go off at me, bro. Like,
yeah.
I remember this one time actually, we're playing up in Silverdale.
Oh, did you get the work from Silverdale?
Bro, no. So this is what happened. So it was actually finals footy, and I was playing for, what's it called? Takapuna.
Yeah.
And we're playing against Kumu up there.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like finals footy. I think it was like semifinals or whatever. Anyway, we went down. And then after the game, though, J1 Takapuna, they ran over and they're like, hey, we need players. Like, can we grab some of your players? That was the only time I've ever played J1, bro. It was because they were
And you played in the reps?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bro, so we versed Silverdale, and like, bro, you know, do you remember when like Red Sox were a thing?
I don't know if
it's specials. A thing now. Specials, yeah.
Yeah, I hated them.
Bro, so they were like literally specials on Silverdale's team. Like,
Silverdale?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, usually that's all the white boys.
I kid you not, G. Like, there was Red Sox on their team. Yeah. Anyway, I ended up playing the game and I thought I did all good, bro. And I was playing way out of position. Like, you know me, like I'm a half back, first five.
What were you playing?
Flanker.
Oh, bro, no.
You know what I mean? That's how short of numbers they were, bro. Chucked me in the flanker and then, anyway, I thought I did all good. Like, I did my job, et cetera, et cetera. Come off the field, and my dad's holding my gears, like my dry gears, like for me to get changed into. And I remember back home in NZ, for anyone that doesn't live in New Zealand, like when it's winter and it's rainy, bro, and you're playing rugby, the fields are muddy, like mud. And you're just like covered in it after the game.
Yeah.
Bro, I walk over to my dad and I got a smile on my face. And people come out to me like, hey, good game, thank you for playing for us, right?
Yeah.
And I just look at my dad just has this face, bro. You know that face that you're still talking 100%. About as well. And I went over to go get my gears, G, and my dad just froze them, G, and walks off, bro.
In front of everyone?
In front of everyone. I was like, what? G, I had picked up my gears, G, off the mud, G. Doing those sad ones, eh? Like, I knew. I was so embarrassed, bro. I was so embarrassed, eh, because I was just like.
You did, I was like, good one, Dad.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the car. Hey.
Right, and I knew straight away, oh, crap, I don't want to get in the car. I don't want to do the car.
I know, bro. Why?
I walked to the car, eh, with all my gears, now muddy. And bro, and
so your buddy has.
The first thing I'm thinking is get in the back of the car, get in the back of the car, get in the back seat, bro. Get in the back seat, and all I hear, get in the front.
Oh no.
Like, oh crap. Bro, get in the front, G, and bro, just everything broke out. Eh? Yeah. I'm just getting hammered.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, that shit, you know, I was like, oh, far out, bro.
But he wouldn't yell at you on the sideline?
No, he would.
Oh, he would as well. Yeah.
Back in my young days, those days, like just I think because kids, you know, kids' footy can be real frustrating, you know, for a parent to watch. You know what I mean? Because it's like what they would do, you know,
what they think they would do.
But because they're adults, like that's like me with my little brother, bro. You know, like now playing footy, I'm like, bro, do this, and I forget. Sometimes I forget, bro. Put my hand up, you know. I'm just like, these guys are just kids.
Yeah.
You know? Like obviously, you know, they haven't experienced those things in order to be better. And so, but that's where I was saying to you before, like if you've got a relationship with someone, tell them what they could do to improve. Because it will make you a better footy player or, you know, sportsman or just whatever you are, you know, whatever you're doing. So,
I think back to that as well, like, I appreciate when someone's straight up, because you know that at least they're straight up to you, they're not going to be, like, talking shit, like, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know where you stand with
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, with me, I'll probably be like, even if I don't like someone, I'll be like, just like, quiet to them or something, whatever, and then like, probably talk shit about their back.
Hey, that's what a lot of people do, man.
Yeah,
so it is normal, you know, it is normal. But yeah, I do try to be straight up, right? Again, you know, I don't know what I'll be like when I'm a parent. To be honest, like I don't want my kids to play footy, eh?
Yeah.
I think I was telling you and Shania, I was just like, I want them to start off with soccer first. Like, because I've been going to watch my nephew play here in Gold Coast. He plays for Merrimack and he just seen like
the skills,
bro, that these kids have in soccer. Like it's made me appreciate soccer a lot more because I've come from a background, you know, we're hard footy players, bro. You know, we bash each other every weekend, etc. And we're just like, anytime you know you have mates that play soccer, and you're like, soccer.
Yeah.
Why do you want to play soccer? You know, that's like, you know, like I'd say most people in the Southern Hemisphere like that. You know, whereas you know you go to Northern Hemisphere, you know,
it's
all soccer, bro. You know, or football, you know, whatever they call it.
I can basketball. I can make my. But make my kid a WNBA or NBA.
You reckon?
With my skill set, I reckon. Bro, straight up. With my hand eye, I reckon they'll be sussed.
Yeah, you're not a bad foot.
But I reckon they just need to be like a couple more inches taller, yeah.
What are you? You're 5'11", 5'12", 6 foot?
Like pushing like 6'3", probably.
Are you?
Nah.
Oh, shucks. I was about to say, bro.
Did you say 5'11"?
Yeah.
Don't you ever say that again, bro.
I'm 5'8".
You are, you're 5'8", yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 175, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, yeah. I'm 6'1", 6'2", on a good day.
On a good day.
With my Doc Martens on.
So anyway, bro, I mean, obviously you're living in the Gold Coast now. Like you said, you were up in Mackay last year, living life up there, bro. Yeah. Just talk to me a little bit about the transition from Mackay to here, the differences and environment and stuff like that, and your reason obviously moving down here. Now you're obviously at Burley Bears as well, so.
Talk
to us a little bit about that. So,
yeah, I was playing Mackay Cutters last year. If anyone doesn't know Mackay, it's like North Queensland, just under Townsville.
By drive, how far from the Gold Coast? By
from
car?
Gold,
it took by us drive, did you hear me? By drive. Yeah,
11,
by car.
Probably 11-hour drive. Yeah, well, it is because I did it. Yeah, it's 11 hours in my Nissan Tita.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it's 11-hour drive. So it's pretty. Bro, Mackay is it's hot and it's like really humid.
Mm.
And so like, bro, when I went there, I remember when the plane came in, and like I was looking out because I don't know, I just expected because it's an Aussie city, I just expected it to be like Auckland. And so like we landed in, bro, and I was like, bro, is this the like city we come in and then we're gonna drive to Mackay, like, bro? Because it was just like real small.
Yeah,
I always tell people like it kind of gives you like Whangarei vibes.
Yeah.
Bro, so I was there and I was like,
not the naughty north.
Yeah, I was like, bro, what? What? Are you serious? And bro, and it's hot as like, but yeah, I guess like at the start, kind of before I had like mates there, I found it hard, but. I found like with everywhere, it's just the people that you know, like the community that you have within, well, wherever you live. And, bro, it ended up just being like the same as if it, when I lived in Auckland or as I live in Gold Coast. It's, you end up just doing the same stuff, bro. Hang out with mates, go have some beers, play footy. Like, you still go shopping in that. And
yeah, work.
If you want, like, because the only thing is go to the beaches there and there's like potentially crocs.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't really like go to the beach in peace. Well, I could.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, people say there's not, but then you hear people say that they see crocs and shit as well. So
wow.
When you go up North Queensland, like Cairns and Townsville and that, there's heaps of crocs. So yeah, going to the beach, you're not as peaceful. Like
wow.
Yeah, I told you before. Whenever I go, my missus, I always make her go like 2 meters in front of me, just in case I need to sacrifice her to the croc, because I know I'm getting out faster. I know I'm getting out faster.
What a man you are, bro.
Bro, we talk about it today, like, if you seen her getting attacked by a croc, man, it would be hard to save her, man. Hey, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know, bro. I hope I never get put in that situation, eh?
It would be hard, man. Yeah. Like, just thinking, what? I just don't think I have that hero instinct. You know, like, some people are built like heroes. Like, they'll jump in and save you, but I don't think I'm built like that, eh? I think I'm saving myself.
Not like Batman, eh?
Nah, not like Batman. Yeah, and then anyway, yeah. So, bro, like the nights there, it'll be like 30 degrees at night time.
Yeah.
Like not even in summer as well. Right, and yeah, it's pretty ruthless hot.
Like I haven't been to Mackay, but is it? I mean, bro, Australians probably laugh at me for saying this, but is it like the desert or not?
Nah. It's like Whangarei, like
literally.
I guess in summer it gets real dry and stuff, so it's pretty like there's farmland. It's like surrounded by farmland. It's on the coast.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
It's like got a river that runs through it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not. It kind of seems familiar. It's not like a desert, no. And Townsville's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Talk to. I remember you telling me about the story. When you go to bed at night, like up there, you had to put.
Oh, bro. Yeah. So our aircon broke, and bro, I think it was like August or September. And it was like 28 degrees. And so I like would go wet a towel, put it in the freezer, freeze it, and then lie like a blanket, the wet towel, frozen wet towel on me like a blanket. And bro, I'd like 5 minutes later, the towel's hot. Like, Bro, that's how hot it was, bro. And it would be ridiculous.
And you said your missus would just sleep through it.
Yeah, you know, girls are just weird. Bro, they have to, like, have blanket. Like, I'll look over, I'll have the frozen towel on me, and she has the blanket right up to her nose, bro. Like, snuggled in.
In jumper tee?
Probably, bro. Hey. Probably. And I'm, like, full sweating.
I know. Hanalei's the same, man. Like, and, I think even Tiama's like it. Like, they literally just sleep in, like, they can sleep in just with the blankets on and everything. Like, even now. Like, I have to sleep butt naked, bro, and, like, just...
Do you sleep butt naked?
Bro, 100%.
You would.
I'm so hot. You would. It's so hot, bro. Like, it's actual so hot. Like,
but what if something happens, though? That's what I get scared of, host. Like, imagine, like, a fire breaks out. You have to run outside.
Bro, just quickly chuck on some undies, cuz.
No, but you might not have time, bro.
Bro, I got time.
Or what if a robber comes?
Make time.
Hey, what if there's a robber or a ghost?
Ghost?
Or, I don't know, something. And you have to act fast. And you're naked, G.
Hey, they'll be scared of my schlong, bro. You know what I mean? Bro, they ain't gonna do nothing when you know you're butt naked, G. Like, you know, they get freaked out by that stuff. So I'm just throwing yarns out there, but
yeah
I don't know, bro. I'll just quickly check on some undies and I'll be sweet.
yeah.
But I just think it's because it, like, it's real hot. Like, if for me down here, like, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, obviously up there it'll be a lot hotter too. So you know.
Yeah. And then I guess what was I saying? Real hot there.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, it's a good place, eh? Gunner's spot for like a holiday is 40 minutes north of it, called Airlie Beach. I reckon everyone should, if they can, try get there for a holiday. It's a pretty mean spot. And there's like this beach called Whitehaven Beach that's like near it. So we'd always go there for like team bonding sessions and that. Like, go to Airlie Beach where there's like heaps of cool bars and stuff as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, is it quite a little spot?
Like, yeah, it's like a little... what would I compare it to? Like, there's nowhere in New Zealand really, because it's just like a little, like, mangafai type area on the water with like 5 or 6 main bars where, like, it's pretty popular as well, where lots of Australians go there. So yeah, it's a main spot.
Well, now you're down here in Burley, bro, like, reason for that, like, why move down here? And then obviously how you enjoying it now?
Yeah, well, we were keen to just move. Like, Mackay's nice, but as well, my missus was probably finding it a bit harder as well, because there's just not as much stuff to do. And then, I was just keen to try, see where I could go with footy, I guess, playing with Burley, a really good club. But also just, like, moving to Gold Coast just sounded like heaps of fun kind of thing, like, heaps of stuff to do here and heaps of opportunities and outside of footy, like, work in that as well.
So we
just kind of just moved here just because we wanted a lifestyle change, I guess.
Nice.
Well, why did you choose Gold Coast over other places? Just because of food?
It just happened to be with, like, you know, through communication and stuff with obviously clubs and stuff. Like, it just happened that I actually haven't even told any this to the boys or anything, eh? But but the reason why I chose Burley was because I come from a Christian background.
Yeah.
And bro, my mum had a dream. Literally, like, you know when that type of dream, like, you're sleeping and you had a dream. She literally had one of those, and like, I didn't even send my footage or anything to Burley.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even going to. And she just came to me and she was like, "Send your footage to Burley." I was like, "Oh, why?" And she's like, "Oh, I just had a dream." And I was like, "Oh yeah, whatever." And anyway, she was just like, "No, send it." And so I just sent it anyway.
Yeah.
And literally, like, that's the only reason why I came, is because obviously I, you know, got an opportunity and I sent it. And just funny how it all comes around, day, like, you know, like, it works out. And just that's how I found myself here. It was within literally, like, my partner and I, we had planned for the last 2 years to up and leave New Zealand and home, you know, to test ourselves in a new environment and stuff.
Yeah.
But we didn't know where we were going to end up. Like, we were looking... I thought I was going to end up in Brisbane somewhere, to be honest. She just said, "Send your footage to Burley." So I did, and then all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, bro, I'm on a plane, and
Happens quick.
Happens quick, bro. Like, but luckily, you know, partner and I, we're quite, like, onto it in terms of you know, planning ahead of time with some things, and I'm quite thorough like that. Like, I like, you know, knowing what's going to happen in a year or 2 years from now, type of thing. Like, I'm quite goal orientated, I guess.
Yeah, setting, like, long-term goals.
Yeah, yeah. And so we kind of had saved up, already. Like we put a stack of our pay towards making the transition, and it was just real fortunate that things really like fell into place for us. And then obviously with the bro Adam and stuff, he had someone moving out, and we just happened to know mutual friends and connections, and then that happened with the home. And like, because right now the market here is like insane,
many sold properties there.
Oh bro, so many interstate people coming in, and then and all that, bro. And and then it was just us moving here, bro. And then it just happened to be like that, that we ended up here, bro. So just real lucky and fortunate, that things have fallen into place and stuff. And we're really enjoying it at the moment and stuff. Like, obviously challenge with being in a new environment is you got to meet new people and obviously find your feet, build your roots and in the soil here and all that. So I think we're slowly doing that. Just enjoying the lifestyle here. Like, it's very like a fitness orientated lifestyle / like relax.
It's like outdoor activity. It's kind of, everyone's like walking and going, getting a coffee and that kind of thing.
And it makes you want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, seeing so many people doing it here in the Gold Coast, it just makes you want to be the exact same. So, just heaps of people doing similar things as well. So, I like it. Although the weather's been real puddle lately.
Hard. Bro, this must be the worst ever.
Well, that's what the bro was saying.
Up, I reckon Auckland has better... less rain.
Right now, well, that's what everyone has been saying back home. The hottest like ever. Back home. So it must be real good weather. So I miss home, but I've been loving it, being here and stuff and throwing ourselves in a new environment and all that,
You reckon you like growing, just being like, I don't know, what were you like when you lived back home? Were you a hard out mummy's boy or what?
Because my little brother is.
Yeah.
Bro, my brother can get away with anything, because mum loves him. And then my sister is daddy's girl. You know what I mean? So I was kind of the one that was just like, I was the tester for sure.
You think you're the hard done by one?
Oh, 100%.
All the old siblings think they do,
100%, yeah. Because any parent, their first child is the tester child like that.
Tester,
100%, bro. They don't know how to raise a child.
You reckon your brother's getting the chat in the car or nah?
Nah. Nah, he had a good game today. He did well today. I was watching his game before you came.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't.
So he's getting better than your brother,
bro. That's the thing though. My dad doesn't tell
him off anymore.
I'm the one that will do it. Yeah.
Oh, you tell him off.
Yeah, because of the things that
your dad. You're not getting away with that.
I know. My dad. It gets to the point where the youngest child. Because they are the youngest, they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
He's that.
Yeah, I'm probably like that as well, to be honest. The youngest is probably always a.
Yeah, I reckon.
But my mummy, I was mummy's boy hard out. My mum did everything for me, bro. That's why when I moved out, I was like, fuck, man, do my washing sucks. Bro, shade up dinner, every night, oh my god. That's why.
Having a cook your meals,
Yeah, family pack, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Saver, lifesaver.
Oh, man. Anyway, bro, obviously, you're doing really well, obviously, at Burley and stuff like that, man. You obviously got your cup debut there as well. What was that like?
Yeah, it's... I found, it's just, what I've just trying to do is just be able to play, heaps of positions.
Mm.
I feel like that's pretty, helpful, because I like to be fullback or half, but realise, fuck, there's some pretty gun fullbacks and halves, all around the plus spot, so just being able to try slotting at wing or centre or...
Just be versatile,
Or fronty, but even... nah.
Shut up.
Nah, yeah, but... played on the wing against Townsville and probably won on the hooter. And we went out and had a mean night as well. Mm. So first experience with Burley was really cool, It was it was an awesome game. But, I reckon that's a really, do you reckon important thing to be able to be versatile player, be able to fill in lots of positions and not just be set in one position where, it just limits your opportunities, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree. I think at this level too, well, for us especially, coming into a new environment where no one really knows us as well. And so, being versatile, I think, is important, to help you, because for example, if a half goes down in the game, well, you can play half. If a hooker goes down in the game, you can play hooker. If a you know, second row goes on in the game, and you know you're able to play second row, then you know you can slot to second row.
Can you play second row? Oh, no, I can't.
Put me anywhere, brother.
Bro, I just from playing half these last couple of weeks, bro.
Yeah.
I got so much respect for middles, and like I've told you before, like tackling is actually so hard. Bro, after playing fullback for a few years, like bro, you forget how much tackling takes out of you, eh?
Oh, it does, man.
Bro, and then having to have line speed and all that, like bro.
Yeah, it's different, eh?
Yeah, way different.
Yeah.
And bro, my least favourite thing, I don't know if I should say this, front rowers probably start running at me now, but they won't watch it, I don't know. No. But off the kickoff.
Bro,
having to tackle the props off the kickoff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just seeing like, I don't know, I always just see like the props you like, I'm always, as a half, you kind of like lined up with them.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, bro, can someone, the seat's about to run me over, bro. Yeah. I'm a fullback, man. Why am I here?
I think, you got a big enough body, bro, where you'll be able to take it and stuff. Yeah. Hey, I'm so used to it now, obviously, because of that reason, you know, and what sometimes like I kind of like, why don't the props run at the smallest guy on the field a lot? Like, do you notice that like sometimes they just run straight at just whoever's in front of them? Yeah. Like they don't care who it is.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Yeah. Sometimes you see them and you're like, bro, you could get a quick play the ball if you're running me right now. Yeah. But then they'll run at someone's big and I'll be like, you dumb.
Yeah,
dumb bastard.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's, I guess, life of a footy player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Tulvas-Sheck will probably do a skit on that, eh?
yeah, hard.
Long term goals, bro. What do you want to do? Obviously, after footy as well, but in the near future, I'd say, like, is it? Do you see yourself doing stuff with, you know, still in the footy scene, or traveling or whatever, bro?
Yeah.
Or what is it?
I think, bro, I'm not too sure. I just want to for this year just focused on trying to play good footy, whether that's A grade or. In the cup, obviously, my goal was to try get in the cup team, like everyone in our A grade team. That's their goal. But I think if we can, I want to try like win a competition as well. Like, yeah. I reckon that's just like the best feeling from the little experiences I've had, bro. Mm. Winning competition is just like the best feeling, man. And the party, bro, like the party after just being able to
Kick
be
on.
Like, yeah, bro, it's just the best feeling, eh?
Yeah.
You feel like you're on top of the world. But yeah, so that's like, I guess, for this season, just trying to push into that cup team and try win a competition, if that's A grade as well or Q cup. And then yeah, bro, I don't know it with footy, because yeah, obviously I'm 27 years old now. Bro, I just don't want to play until I'm like, my body's like absolutely gone. You know what I mean? Like, I already had a few injuries and stuff, but I don't know if I want to like play until I talked to you. You said you want to play until you're late. I'm not going to be playing like much past 30 or even until I get 30, bro. Like straight up, I'll be golfing.
Yeah,
I'll just be playing golf probably, bro. And going to the gym.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Always depends on the body, though. It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. And you got to look after it, eh? So
yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah. But it'll be mean, yeah, to go to UK, be able to use it to, just trying to use it to travel and that kind of shit as well. I think that's pretty cool.
Do you see yourself doing that? In the next, say 2, 3, 4 years?
Yeah. I'm pretty keen to do it, eh?
We'll
see. Yeah.
Anywhere in Europe or a specific place?
England would probably be, France would be cool, but just the language barrier. I think France would just be a cool place to be able to go travel from England or wherever you are. Anywhere, like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't actually thought about it too much. Yeah. Do you reckon England's the place you want to go, or France?
I'd love to. There's just that thing around you got to have like English descent,
yeah,
or something like that. Like, it's real tricky now, apparently.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you got to actually have like NRL experience and stuff. Yeah. Like, obviously, yeah, that is the goal. But yeah, I'd love to go to England, bro. France. I'd love to go to France as well and play there and whatnot. But again, like, for the travel.
You know, for the English descent thing. Like, yeah, if you trace it back far enough, I have English descent.
yeah.
But like, how do they draw the line?
It's like grandparents.
Grandparents.
Or something. Yeah.
So it has to be a grandparent.
Something like that.
And what, they had to live in
or England. Born there or something like that.
They have to have a passport or whatever.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe ask James Bell, bro.
Yeah. Did he get one?
Well, he's over there. And he's doing really well. He might have just St. Helens, but
because he was like in our
No, he's Scottish. Remember?
Oh yeah, Scottish.
He's Scottish. Right. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Something to do around there. There's some legalities and all that that you got to get around and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, bro.
Yeah, I think Whatever.
Whatever happens, eh?
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah.
Nice, bro. Nice. But in the meantime, obviously, let's just get that championship here.
Yeah,
here at A grade or Cup A, whatever it is, man. That'd be awesome, man. And obviously, it's a good environment to be a part of. And like you said, you know, it's like a Burley's a real like well known team and got a lot of history behind it and stuff. And so, real grateful. Obviously, you know, both of us, I know that we're both grateful to just be a part of that environment and you know, put ourselves in a situation that's gonna challenge us and make us better people, not just better players but better people as well, I guess.
Yeah. It's mean being in like a winning team, like after I've been in heaps of like teams that struggled and it means heaps to be in like a winning team, like it just, bro, makes all your, if you lose, bro, everything in your life, it seems harder.
Yeah
Like going to work on Monday seems harder, yes. Then coming to training seems hard, like
yeah,
but you probably end up fighting with your missus more, like everything just seems to get harder, bro, when you're losing. So winning is like, it's, I reckon it's like low-key pretty important.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's awesome to be a part of a quality team like that. That and obviously we don't take it lightheartedly or anything, but you know, like we do want to get better, and I think that's one of the best things about being a part of that team.
Yeah, half for sure
as well. So yeah, bro. Well, brother, see, we said half an hour.
Oh yeah.
You'd be surprised, G.
You can make it work, eh?
See, Muchie didn't want to talk about himself, but he didn't really know that he had an hour worth of chat. But here we are, bro, at the hour block, man. We'll go fast five, eh? We'll go fast five. Yeah, we'll go favorite rugby league team?
Warriors.
Okay. Favorite sporting athlete?
I have to go Steph Curry, I think.
Oh. Yeah. What is that?
He's just my guy, eh?
Hey.
I just love him.
I just wish you could shoot like him.
Yeah, people say I got handles and stuff.
Like oh, that, shut up.
I don't know.
Gold Coast or Auckland?
Auckland. Yeah, I just, family and, you know?
Yeah.
That's just...
Fair enough.
Yeah, what about you? Are you Gold Coast or Auckland?
Auckland for sure. Yeah, North Shore, baby. NS.
Hibiscus case.
I'll go favorite shoes. You have so many pairs of shoes, like different styles.
Yeah, well, I reckon the Converse 70s are like classics. I'll probably go the Converse 70.
And favorite NBA team?
Golden State.
Best Burley Bears player that you've come across this year?
Sammy Saluma.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
He's the man, yeah.
Yeah, nice dude. And last one, dream job or dream outcome for you?
Win lotto? I don't know.
Not the sports bet.
Yeah. One of my 12-leg multis come off for once. I don't know. Just having passive income and not being able, like, not working a 9-to-5 job, like being able to work when I want and make good money off it. Yeah.
Cool. And how do you get there?
Investments, my guy.
Hey.
Nah.
Hey. Nah, sweet, bro. Appreciate you jumping on, man. And look forward to obviously having you on for many more chats that we're going to be doing. Sounds good, bro. Cha-cha, ay, cha-cha, ay, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta, a-shanda-shanda-la.